At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I want to say a little something about the match. Who's going to watch the match? Does anybody know what the match is? They've just started advertising the match. The match is this kind of franchise deal that started with Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson playing an 18-hole match at Shadow Creek in Las Vegas a few years ago. And then it's evolved into the match Champions for Charity. And they had the Peyton Manning and Tiger and Phil and Tom Brady. And then we've had the Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady and Phil and Bryson DeChambeau. And then we had the Phil Mickelson and Charles Barkley and Stephon Curry. And Peyton Manning, those are all the matches. This is a kind of a franchise deal that really has been put together by a good friend of mine, Brian Zuriff, called BZ. And he happens to be really good friends with Phil Mickelson. And he had this big idea, you know, which wasn't necessarily a novel idea, to put Phil Mickelson into these matches and make something for, you know, golf fanatics like, you know, you and me, everybody that's listening to me to watch. Now the match that's going to be played this time is Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka. And it is going to be played on the Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, which was always a traditional day for years and years and years that they used to have the skins game. And back in the day, they had the skins game. Arnie, Jack, Lee Trevino, Gary Player, they started the thing, and they would play. And, you know, you win the first hole, you win this much. You win the second hole, you win this much. If you tie, it's a carryover. And then the money got bigger at the end. And pretty soon, these matches just kind of, after years and years and years, they kind of fizzled out. But it was a great kind of thing to watch. Not a lot of sports on day after Thanksgiving. NFL's not on. You got, people together, and it's, you know, kind of good background TV, and they always had it at, you know, beautiful golf courses or whatever. And they're playing this match in Vegas at the Wynn Golf Course on the Strip in Vegas. So I'm sure, you know, that'll be, kind of a cool look. But they got the Bryson DeChambeau versus Brooks Koepka match. This is the big match. Now, there's a few things that are going to be interesting about this. One, it's interesting that these are the two players that they come up with to do the match. Now, this is born out of the whole deal that these guys have a feud, which is a little weird to begin with, because these guys, like, you know, it's kind of obvious they don't like one another. Koepka, you know, he kind of can't stand Bryson DeChambeau. DeChambeau, you know, rubs people kind of the wrong way. I kind of like them both because I like a little of the controversy. I like the personalities, and I like Koepka because he's doesn't take anything from anybody. Will say whatever he thinks. Got the proverbial chip on his shoulder. I like Bryson DeChambeau because I just have an affinity for people that work as hard as this kid does. So I give him a lot of props with that. I like that he goes to his own beat. I like that he's changing the game with how far he hits it and how he tries to play the game. So these are two of my favorite players on the PGA Tour. But when you kind of put it in perspective, I mean, you're looking at you know, Bryson DeChambeau, who's seventh in the world, okay, in the last world ranking. And you got Brooks Koepka, who's 15th in the world. So you got the match, you know, the big match. Both of them won a tournament last year, okay? Both of them have won 8 times in their career, and they're on the match. Like, they couldn't even find anybody for them to play with. They just put them together on the match, and it's because they're, you know, have this feud going on, which they kind of patched up at the Ryder Cup, but I don't know if I really believe that. I mean, every time they were together as a group, these guys were as far away from one another as they could get. They had the press conference when everybody was, you know, rah rah, kumbaya, and they, hugged it out and this and that. But does anybody really believe that? Then the tour came down and you know, they're going to kick everybody out that yells Brooksy, because when they yell Brooksy at Bryson DeChambeau, they're taking it as like, they're ribbing them, they're getting after them. So you're not allowed to say Brooksy. And then at the press conference, of course, you know, the teammates of Koepka and DeChambeau are saying Brooksy. And then I noticed in the promo for the match, you got everybody's saying Brooksy, and even Koepka's saying Brooksy. And I thought you weren't supposed to say that anymore. I thought you weren't allowed to say that anymore. Anyway, so this is a feud, but is there really a feud? And what's going to happen with this thing? I'm interested to watch. I can't wait to watch this thing because I want to see, like, are they going to, like, be pissed off at one another? Are they going to, like, pretend that they like one another now and everything's all patched up? And I mean, how, that's not gonna be very entertaining. Are they gonna pretend like they didn't really patch things up and that they're gonna, like, be feuding? And okay, that might be more entertaining, but, like, are they gonna, like, jaw one another? Are they gonna give it to one another? Like, all these matches they've had, they've kind of all turned out to that, you know, Mickelson's ended up doing all the talking because he's the one that's the entertainer. I mean, Tiger wasn't going to say anything, very little, although people would, like, you know, are sitting on the edge of their chair for every time he says something, but he's not going to say much. Peyton Manning had a great sense of humor, and he could throw out the needle, and Brady too, but it was mostly Mickelson carrying the show. And everybody always say, these matches are going to be great. Everybody's going to be mic'd up, and they're all mic'd up, and then they never say anything. So I keep waiting for one of these matches to turn out like these people envision it. And that is, it's really, you know, there's really going to actually say something. But there's other reasons why it's compelling for me. Okay. And I'm going to get to that when we come back. But remember to go to HaneyUniversity.com. Check out all the information on my upcoming availability for golf lessons and my new studio in Paradise Valley, Arizona. You can right in Phoenix. And you can also sign up for my free instructional videos that go out on a daily basis. And another thing I want you to do, look out for, is my new one-shot slice fix video series that will be available on performancegolfzone.com. So So check that out as well, because that is going to be a good one. And one more thing, my free Voodoo Pain Relief Cream for anybody that wants to go to voodoopainrelief.com. If you've got aches and pains, go there and check it out. You get it for free. All right. That's my my plugs right there. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here's one of the reasons I'm really looking forward to this. Match. The match from Las Vegas at the Wynn. Bryson DeChambeau against Brooks Koepka. Is, first off, they haven't even said what they're playing for, which is interesting. You know, the first time Tiger and Phil played, they played for $10 million. And then the next times it was all for charity. They haven't even said what they're playing for. Like, I don't even know if they're playing for anything, which is, well, by the way, I told them, I said, it doesn't matter what they play for because nobody cares what they're playing for. Because first off, if they play for $10 million, winner take all, nobody believes it's true because it wasn't true when they did it before. When Tiger and Phil, there's no way Tiger's playing a match against Phil Mickelson, winner take all for $10 million. Why would he do that? Because Tiger knows he's the show. So he's not going out there. So anybody that believed that for a second was crazy because it wasn't, that wasn't the way it was. Well, first of all, I know it wasn't the way it was, but it had no chance to ever be in the way because Tiger would never, ever, ever agree to something like that. Why would he? Why would he? No chance he would. So nobody even believed it, and it wasn't the way it was in the first place. Then they played, you know, for the matches for charity and great causes and this and that. I'm sure this match will benefit some charities as well. But I don't think anybody cares what they're playing for. I don't think it matters. So I don't know. Maybe, well, I guess they're just playing for bragging rights or something. But the one thing that is unique, and it's really unique, they're playing 12 holes. Now, rather than playing faster, okay, like they could just say, hey, we're going to play speed golf. You guys are each going to have a cart, and we're going to let it rip. Okay, just play fast. And all these guys can play fast. I mean, everybody on the PGA Tour can play fast if they want to. If they're at home playing, they'd play in 2 hours, no problem. But rather than doing that, they're just going to play 12 holes. Two guys playing 12 holes. If two guys playing 12 holes take more than 2 hours, I don't know what they're going to be doing out there. I guess other than just lining up putts everywhere, or maybe they're just going to be jawing at one another. I don't know. It's interesting, but 12 holes. So is it stroke play? Is it match? I can't find out. Is it stroke play? Is it match play? What is this thing? I guess it doesn't even matter, but they're playing 12 holes. I guess that's because they didn't want to, you know, spend as much time out there because that last thing drug on and they had it timed out so poorly. I mean, they ended up playing so slow on the front nine, then they had to rush at the back nine and barely got in before dark. And I mean, anyway, this time they're going 12 holes, which is weird because golf is 18 holes or nine holes or whatever. But where do they come up with 12 holes? Although 12 holes is really the perfect amount for golf, to be honest with you. Matter of fact, I always tell people if golf was invented today, it would be a 12-hole game. It would be 12 holes. Just think about it. It'd take a third less time to play, which would be great. Okay, because nine holes isn't enough. I mean, people say just play nine. You know, like you know the USGA, just play nine. You know their whole slogan, you know, play nine or whatever. Nine holes just leaves you like, it's not enough. You know, I feel like it just, you know, I didn't really even get going. Nine holes and not 12 holes is a perfect amount, but it takes a third less time to play. You'd need a third less land to build a golf course. You'd need a third less natural resources to, you know, take care of the water, the course, take care of the course. Third less cost to take care of the course. If golf was invented today, it would be 12 holes. But it's not being invented today. It's 18 holes. And it's always going to be 18 holes because they're not going to build new golf courses and they can't just take six holes away because you got golf courses all over the place that are on, you know, residential communities. And, you know, you just, hey, yeah, you bought a house on the 17th hole, but now we only have 12 holes. No, that's never going to happen. So the idea that a 12 holes would be a perfect amount, you know, it's never going to happen. Never going to happen. But if it was invented today, 12 holes would be perfect. We'll see. We'll see how 12 holes works out. Doesn't matter how it works out. It's never going to be a 12-hole game. So it doesn't matter. Kind of stupid, really. I wonder why they're doing that. Anyway, I guess they're doing it because of the, you know, how long it takes to play. Koepka versus DeChambeau. Check out their statistics. Koepka, 11th strokes gained tee to green. This is last year. DeChambeau, 5th strokes gained tee to green. Off the tee, Koepka, 7th. DeChambeau, 1st. Approach shot to the green. Koepka, 25th. DeChambeau, 53rd. Around the green, Koepka, 95th. DeChambeau, 148th. Putting, Koepka, 66th. DeChambeau, 20th. Three-putt avoidance, Koepka, 154th, DeChambeau, 68th. And then from 50 to 125 yards, you get the edge to Koepka. 50 to 125 yards, he's 28th, and DeChambeau's 178th. They've both won eight times on the tour. Koepka's got the four majors. DeChambeau's got the one major. DeChambeau's a better putter than Koepka. DeChambeau's a little better ball striker than Koepka, too, because you factor in the distance. That's a big thing. So DeChambeau should win, but it's golf. 18 holes of golf, anything can happen. 12 holes of golf, oh, my God, really anything could happen. Who wants to win worse? Who wants to win worse, DeChambeau or Koepka? I'd probably say DeChambeau might want to win worse. Who hates to lose the most? I'd probably give that one to Koepka. Who'd like to kick the other one's butt the most? I'd probably give that to Koepka. Who would I bet on? On TV, swinging out of his shoes, trying to, you know, impress people with his 400-yard drive. That's DeChambeau. Kind of a tight course. going to probably hit it a few out of play or somewhere you don't want it to be. I go Koepka. I'll pick Koepka. One thing that's going to be interesting is that the announcers. Now, when they have had these matches before, one thing I can't stand is how many people they have announcing these stupid things. First of all, I'd be just fine with Charles Barkley because I love to listen to Charles. I mean, he's the best. I mean, of course, I'm a big Charles Barkley fan. And, Charles loves golf, and he's not hitching anymore, so he's playing all the time. And he loves watching golf, and he's just entertaining. But they've had these matches, and they throw out all these announcers. They got two on-course announcers. They've got how many people did they have in the booth last time? And they got Trevor Immelman. He's going to be the serious tell you all about it. I don't need somebody to tell me all about it. It's 12 holes. It's a man. Well, what's he going to tell you? Seriously. And then they got all these on-course reporters. It's amateur hour. Like none of them have ever been an on-course reporter before, which I always thought was just stupid. Put somebody out there that knows what they're doing if you're going to put somebody out there. And who do you really need anyways? Because Phil Mickelson's going to be done. So this time, here's what they got. They got Brian Anderson, who's kind of like refereeing and, he's the guy. He's been doing these matches, and he's good. And he's, going to kind of lead everybody in. And then they got Charles Barkley and Phil Mickelson. Like, I can envision this to be like, a lot of people are talking about Peyton and Eli Manning and what they're doing for Monday Night Football. This whole show, this whole match, like, am I interested to see how Koepka and DeChambeau react or interact together? Yeah, I'm interested to see that. Am I interested to see how they hit the ball? No, couldn't care less. I know how they both hit the ball. Nothing they're going to do is going to be, like, that impressive. I mean, it's just not. What are they going to do? Makes four hole-in-ones. I mean, it's not, who cares what they shoot? One under par, two under par, four under par, six under par, like eight under par. What difference does it make? Eight under par. So they shoot eight under par. Where they're going to drive it down there, wedge it up, make the putt. Drive it down there, wedge it up, make the putt. Drive it down there, wedge it up, par five. Drive it down there, hit it on the green with an eight iron, two putt. I mean, what? Who cares? That doesn't mean anything. Doesn't. It's nothing. This whole thing, this whole match thing is two things. It's to see if Koepka and DeChambeau go back and forth jawing at one another. That would make it interesting. But no matter what, it's going to be great, I think. Because the whole show, to me, is they're not cluttering up the announcer booth. They got two guys in there, which, by the way, this is the perfect amount of people. Like every golf tournament, this right here, okay, this is going to be it, right? You watch what's going to happen. Here's what I'm telling you what's going to happen right here. Phil Mickelson and Charles Barkley are in the booth with one other person, okay? And Amanda Baliones is on the golf course, okay? She's on the golf course, and she is out there doing interviews and walking along the course. And by the way, she is phenomenal. She's great. I mean, she's great. Amanda used to do all the stuff with Callaway when I was with Callaway. And when I first worked with her, I said, "You are a superstar." And as soon as she got with CBS, she immediately became a super. She is so good, it's ridiculous. So they're not messing around with these people that don't know what they're doing out there like they've had every other time. They got a professional on the course. One person, one only. That's all you need. And you got Phil Mickelson and Charles Barkley in the booth. And that is all you need. And one guy, Brian Anderson, hopefully he doesn't say a lot. Hopefully he just, like, goes along and lets these guys go. And this is going to be like, I can just picture it happening right now. This is what's going to happen. This is going to show people more what telecast should be like in golf. Why do they need all these different guys out there? Why do they need a guy on this hole, a guy on this hole, a guy on that hole, a guy on that hole? Why don't you just have your best guys doing everything? Why isn't it like a football game? I mean, you don't have like in a football game, you got Troy Aikman and you got Joe Buck. You know, you don't need a guy doing first down, a guy doing second down, a guy doing third down, a guy doing fourth downs. This guy's doing the kickoffs. This guy's doing the punts. This guy. Why do you need that? Yeah, you got two guys. That's all they need. I don't know why they waste all this money on all these announcers. Who wants to listen to those guys? Oh, man. Charles Barkley and Phil Mickelson. They're going to be the show. You could stick anybody out there with them. I guarantee you this is what their plan is. Bryson DeChambeau, 5th in the world. Brooks Koepka, 15th in the world. It doesn't matter. You could pick whoever you want out there. Anybody. The show is going to be Phil Mickelson and Charles Barkley. I can't wait. It's going to be great. I'm looking forward just to hearing those guys and see what they have to say. Hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Check out myhaneyuniversity.com and voodoopainrelief.com. If you want some free offers, they're both right there. We'll talk to you soon on the Hank Haney Podcast. The Hank Haney Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.